The National Ag Statistics Service of USDA reports that the peanut crop, as of this week, 18% of it has been harvested. 14% is the five-year average. Last year on this date, we were at 11%. So we're a little bit ahead of schedule as farmers tried to get ahead of the overcast skies and poor weather conditions. Peanut conditions were rated 4% poor nationwide, 25% fair, 55% good, and 16% excellent. In the tri-state area, Georgia, 25% of their crop is dug, 22% is the five-year average. They said 12% of the crop has been harvested. In crop conditions, Georgia rated 4% poor, 21% fair, 52% good, and 23% excellent. Peanuts are trying to be harvested, but the peanuts have stalled out with the change in temperatures, they said. In Bullock County, lack of sunshine and all across that eastern belt has delayed harvest, and peanut maturity checks indicate that the crop is ready, but the conditions for harvesting have been poor. Alabama said 20% of their crop is harvested. Normally they're at 9%. Soil moisture in Alabama, 8% very short, 35% short, 51% adequate, and 6% surplus. Alabama rated their crop 7% poor, 21% fair, 56% good, and 16% excellent. Although some rain has been received, they said, some drought conditions are affecting cotton and peanuts and soybeans. A harvest of peanuts and cotton is starting, but they haven't gotten along very well because of the overcast skies. Florida, 47% of the peanuts harvested. Normally they're at 29% on the five-year average. Crop conditions 1% very poor, 5% poor, 23% fair, 62% good, and 9% excellent. They are trying to harvest between the showers in Florida. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.